Of course, every state fair is a great fair, but our annual trip to the Minnesota State Fair proves that Minnesota has the best state fair, at least for me. The fair creates an excitement for people from all walks of life. Sarah Bignell joins me with the sample from the 2017 Minnesota State Fair.
Right now, you'll know that youth across the state gather 22 days prior to the Minnesota State Fair to put together a performance complete with sets and costume and music. And for over 30 years, Minnesota 4-H State's Arts Inn has helped youth to grow skills in leadership, goal setting, and teamwork, which culminates each year with daily performances at the 4-H building. And having had two daughters that have gone through Arts Inn, the one word that's missing here is, well, three words, tons of fun.
Tons of fun. So today we're joined by Shania, Alyssa, and Lainey. Thank you so very much for being here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what State Arts Inn is.
So State Arts Inn is a program run and held by the 4-H, or the University of Minnesota, and it is a group of 66 youth coming together to create a production at the 4-H building over the entire course of the state fair. So it's a 22-day program.
So can you tell us what the process looks like from when you come in day one to where you guys are now?
So day one, we're kind of all coming in as newbies, I want to say. We know some people, but then there's also people that we don't know that are first time to the program. And we're all kind of nervous because the performers actually have to kind of go through an audition to see what parts they're going to get. And so we're all really nervous about that. And the tech crew, she's on the tech crew over here.
Yeah. So what roles do each of you have as part of this production?
I'm a performer this year.
I'm a performer as well.
And I am part of the tech crew.
Okay, so what does the tech crew do?
The tech crew builds the stage from basically scratch, and we paint everything. We run all the lights, the sound, the spotlight, and we also do things outside of just our Arts Inn. We run other counties' Arts Inn, Share the Fun, Performing Arts, Blue Ribbon Awards, etc., that just kind of keep our 4-H running.
Okay, so this year's production is called More Than a Wish. Can you tell us a little bit about if people were here and were to come and see that?
Look, it looks like Shania wants to tell us about that.
Sorry, everybody, I'm a little nervous on radio.
You can just say, what do you do in the show, Shania?
I'm a performer this year. It's actually my 13th year in 4-H, so this is my final year in 4-H. But the show More Than a Wish is basically people coming together at this grand party, and they have no idea who they are. And then we have a host and hostess that also is in the show as well. And they come together and they basically are saying, you know, all of you have impacted our life in even as in the smallest of ways. So none of us really know who each other are, and but yeah, so they just want all these people that impacted their life to come to this party together just to thank them for helping them through their lives.
So is a script, and is there music that goes along with it and dancing? What would people expect to see when they show up?
Yep. Yeah. when they come, yep, there is a acting script as well as with dancing and singing as well. So throughout the whole show, we sing, I believe it's nine songs, and we learned nine choreography dances as well.
Okay. And is that something that is all student run? Are you guys doing that, or is there somebody who's written the script and you guys are, what does that look like?
Our director writes.
Yes, our head director, Kristen Delp, is the one who does the script, and then she also hires, I believe we had three choreographers come in this year, and they taught us, I believe each of them was at least one to two dances each.
Okay.
And it's just a super high energy show, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, very.
What is it that makes this particular show fun? Anything? What kind of music is it this year?
It's a really good mix of all different kinds of music this year. I believe it has a lot of music for the older crowds as well as the younger crowds as well.
Okay. So how many performances do you guys typically do in a day?
We typically do 3 to 4 shows a day. Usually it's 3 unless it's a week, like the first weekend of the fair, we usually do 4 shows.
Okay, and so in total, I think when we were talking earlier, it's close to 50 performances that you'll do that. So are while you're sleeping, are the songs like cycling through your head?
What sleep? We don't get sleep.
Now, do you guys live right here at the fair during this whole time?
Yeah, so we are upstairs in the 4-H building. We actually sleep in the dorms, all 60 some of us.
Wow.
And then plus, as well as the regular encampment kids that come from all around Minnesota as well. So we share our dormitories with everybody.
Okay.
And that's so, new almost every day, right?
Yes, exactly. I think we have new kids come in like every other day.
Yep.
Okay. So that's pretty cool, though, to come and you're able to meet kids from all over the place. Now, we haven't asked where you guys from.
I'm actually from Hubbard County, so up nearby Bemidji.
Oh, sure. You're in our listening area up there. Yeah. Okay.
I'm from Goodhue County, so I'm down kind of by Rochester.
Okay.
And then I'm from Benton County, so St. Cloud area.
Okay.
Okay, now, but nobody said what town they're from.
Yeah, what
that's
town?
So funny.
Oh.
You're so 4-H, it's all about the county.
Okay, so I'm from Park Rapids.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm from Goodhue.
And, like, the little town that I live in, it's called Morrill, Minnesota.
Nice.
So kind of like Royalton, Minnesota as well, that area.
Okay. So where are the performances then? If people are coming out to the state fair and they're wanting to check this out, where do they go to see that?
The performances are on the first floor of the 4-H building. So it's the big white building. And it's got a green 4-H clover on it. You can't miss it.
And in between, what's happening in between your shows?
You have to do that.
So in between shows, like today we had 2 different counties come and do their own arts in. So we had Waseca County come and do their arts in, followed by Anoka County doing their arts in, followed by performing arts, followed by our show, which was then followed by the repeat of that, I believe.
Yeah, so it's a busy place over there. There's entertainment all day around. Are you any of you guys in school already this year?
Yes.
So you're missing?
I'm actually online schooled, so I'm just kind of ignoring it as it sits waiting for me.
I'm sure. It's a busy time. It's crazy busy. So what would you say to someone who wanted to be in arts in at their local share the fun level, you know, and then arts in at the state fair level?
Okay. I actually started as an encampment kid, and I came for Share the Fun for a few years, and one of the kids from my county, she invited me into the arts area so that I could, you know, get a feel for it, and she really introduced me into it. And this is my first year, and I already knew well over half of the kids here, and it's such a welcoming experience that there's really nothing to be nervous about, because there's always going to be someone for you, and there's always going to be something to learn. And it's such a great community as well as such a great program.
So is this a program you apply for?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to apply. Generally, anybody that applies gets in, but it's still, when they first came out, you had to apply and then you got accepted or denied.
Majors. Okay.
And there are 4 different majors. There's performing, technical, costuming, and the band, which is instrumental.
Right. Okay. The band is all provided by students or young people too. So it's a great show to watch. I've enjoyed it over the years seeing it, and not just because my kids were the stars.
Of course.
Who you never saw. And then my one daughter was in the band hidden away back up there, you know. And then the tech crew, you know, you hope they bring you out at the end and give you some credit. Good. That's good.
Yeah, we can appreciate the tech side of things. As being in radio, we're often not seen, so this is a very public spot for us usually, and we're holed up in a studio behind a soundboard someplace, but that's great. So is there anything else you'd like to share with us, any fun memories that you've had so far this summer, or any food recommendations? You guys were telling us on some things that are must eat around the fair.
Definitely, in my opinion, if you're a potato type of person, you could always go and get the Australian battered potatoes near the Rabbit and Poultry Barns.
Oh.
They're usually my favorite.
Okay.
And mine would be the mini cinnamon rolls. They're down by the giant sing-along. They're just cinnamon rolls, but they're smaller, so they're bite-sized.
Do you get a bucket of them, or what do you?
Yes.
How do, oh, nice.
Well, kind of a cup.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just like
it's
to exaggerate.
A handful of goodness. Yeah.
A handful of goodness. And how about you? Yeah. Do you have a recommendation?
It's not really a recommendation since everyone knows it and everyone loves
it. That's all right.
Sweet Martha's cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolute favorite thing. I think I've spent most of my money here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
at just
good.
Sweet Martha's, just buying big buckets. Yep.
It's $2 for the milk, by the way, I found out.
Oh, is that, it?
That's what I was going to say. And after you get the giant bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies, you go over to the all-you-can-drink milk stand for $2.
And have some friends, and you can dip and eat cookies.
And then when you run out of money, us artsies like to go and sing for food, and sometimes we get free food as well.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Good idea.
That's
Also, on our late nights, we like to do these things where we do a freeze mob. So a bunch of us will go out, and we'll freeze in position, and we'll hold it for up to 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, 5 to 10 minutes.
Nice.
5 to 10 minutes, and the reactions are probably my favorite thing.
Pretty priceless.
Yeah, and all the people trying to get you to break it is just hilarious, and all the people getting freaked out that something's wrong until they realize, oh, there's a group of them doing it. It's even better when other people start joining in and then wimp out after about 30 seconds.
Well, I think next year I'll bring a squirt gun.
There. Of course you would.
Well, so next year we're not going to do it.
I'm going to be here, so that's good for
me. I'm the only one who has to suffer, Lanny.
Oh, I'm
going to
say that.
We've been talking to Shania, Alyssa, and Lanny. They're from the
Lanny.
There you go.
Oh, man. From Minnesota 4-H States Arts Inn, and you can catch their performances daily in the 4-H building at the fair, and you can find out more on State Arts Inn. I was able to see it on Facebook. You guys had some Facebook Live videos that were posted on there that you guys are keeping people up to date.
Yeah, so every day for all of our shows, we have live streams.
Oh, do you?
Shows.
Okay.
So you can watch them live as well.
And when I had looked it up, it was just at Minnesota Arts Inn, and it popped it right up, so people should be able to find that. So thank you so much for stopping down. Good luck.
Thank you.
Break a leg. Is that, do they still?
Sure.
We still say that. Let's just hope it's not literal.
Yeah.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Brett Carter, connecting you to the Minnesota State Fair.